Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
That was Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo, and this is Not the Right Song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, neither is this. We're off to a great start, everybody.
Here we go. And this is Art.
Art?
Star.
Star!
See.
Theme.
Radio.
Radio!
On radio.
On radio?
Free.
Free?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Juno Tempest.
Hi.
And you like to be referred to as?
DJ Defiance, all my life. That's what DJ they called me at birth. Defiance. We never went back, kids.
Came out feet first.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We're going to get right into it. So, last week, Catherine brought this fake collection notice.
Yes.
Total fucking fraud.
You have it, right?
Yeah, I have it.
Perfect.
Of course, it's on the floor.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? So here, comes the next.
So last week I called and I pretended to be like super nervous and scared. This week I'm calling as Arthur Pennyworth. And that I am very, very wealthy, and that instead of the $6,000 that they are offering, I'm going to pay the entire $19,000, and you'll figure it out from there. I think this is going to be fun.
So do you want to give them a little backstory on the scammy scam?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it came in very official lettering, letterhead. Like, it looked like, you know, some government shit. Like, you know, it even says how official it is. But it's clearly a scam. I think, right? Do you guys want to look at it?
Yeah, I see it a little bit.
Oh, it's definitely a scam.
I mean, what was his name? Siberius? Quinteris?
Wow.
It was very interesting. Am I in on this one, or is it just you this time?
I think it's going to be just me.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. This call may be recorded for quality control.
Yep.
Oh, yes, it is.
Thank you for calling. All calls will be recorded for quality assurance purposes. A live team member will be with you momentarily.
As opposed to a dead team member?
Hello, this is Kirsten. May I please have the case ID or processing number from the notification that you received?
Kirsten, hello. This is Arthur Pennyworth. How are you this evening?
Doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing quite well. I just got back from England. I was Sir Arthur Pennyworth, but there was an unfortunate incident involving a bucket of Bosco, and I lost my knighthood. I came back to America, and my assistant and fluffer, Chad Bonner, gave me this notice saying that I have this debt of $19,236, and that you would reduce it to $6,730. $2. Let me tell you something. A Pennyworth pays his debts. I would like to pay the full amount, and I would like to also have $500 earmarked for you. If you'd give me your full name, I can make sure that you get that money.
Can I help you, or can I help you get in contact with somebody, or what was the plan
here? I'm calling because I want to pay the debt. I have lots of money.
Okay, so you have reached the overflow service. I don't have access to see what money is showing you're owed, and I don't see what company sent you the letter at. But if you'd like, I can go ahead and take your processing number and some information and have someone call you back when
they're
available.
You Americans are so quick to rush. Let me tell you, I have holdings in the North Kensington Merkin School of Music, the Ape Wellington Chamber Orchestra, the Chazarding School. Listen to me, please! I have lots of money, but I don't have a lot of time. The Muddy Puppy Dog Training Academy.
Let's go ahead and get this.
The Rosebud Alliance.
So I can get the call finished for you.
Pink Socks for the Homeless. Oh, by the way, the North Kensington Merkin School of Music.
All right, let me place you on a brief hold while I get a
supervisor. And too many rusty trombones.
Oh, cut it, or are you waiting for a supervisor?
Yeah, we'll wait for the fucking supervisor.
We gotta see this through.
Yeah, we gotta see this through to the end.
You think it's a scam?
Oh, I know it's a scam. It's in the fine print. It says in the fine print. Let me turn this down a bit.
It doesn't look like very official letterhead.
No, it says in the fine print that that any financial information contained herein is for example purposes only and does not reflect any actual debt you may or may not owe.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's clearly a fucking scam.
My friend fell for one of these, actually. And
really?
I don't mean me by my friend. Catherine knows I recently also fell for a phone scam, which is why I'm clarifying this.
Yeah.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for the supervisor, which I will certainly have a lot of fun with as Sir Arthur Pennyworth.
Yeah.
Formerly Sir Arthur Pennyworth.
Right, yeah, the Bosco.
The Bosco
unfortunate
incident.
incident involving the bucket of Bosco. So, Melissa, you had your first show on Radio Free Brooklyn. How did it go?
I did. No one died. Strong benefit, you know.
That's good.
I did not break the arm that I know of. It looks stable now, but I also still did not break it, although I can't use this one, so that's good. Went well. I went 2 minutes over, which is about right.
Stop that.
You went 2 minutes over. How does that work?
I planned my show, and then I forgot that I can't shut my big mouth for more than 2 seconds, so I talked through too much of it, and then I was left with, like, 2 minutes of music and no minute of show, which was sad. But you'll get to hear it next week, this week, if you tune in tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Wait, but how do you go over? I mean, doesn't it get cut off?
Meaning
oh, yeah,
got
it cut
off.
I used to, when I did college radio, I would just, the music switched for a second there. When I did college radio, I would just keep going, and everyone would just wait. Because that was kind of the rule of college radio. Like, you weren't really going to interrupt someone mid-song unless it was, like, life or death.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, and then I got caught off, obviously, by, like, the pre-recorded stuff. So I was like, oh, it's over. I can't just keep going. And I could not just keep going.
You learned a hard lesson.
It did.
And I usually do this at the end of the show, but the date and time of your show?
It will be tomorrow and all Sundays, except for ones that do not exist, or in case of emergency, probably, at 8 p.m. Yes, I cancel Sundays occasionally. I'm like, fuck it. There's already 6 days of the week. Who needs the seventh, really?
Yeah.
Sundays at 8 p.m. here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Up yours! A punk show with femme and non-binary musicians, a lot of yelling, and some cool other stuff.
And we're going to be getting back to that in a moment. Juno, how's your open mic going?
It was our second Tranniversary show.
That's
it went
right.
really well, except the bartender decided to get a little salty with me and come out from behind the bar when I made a joke about going over time because the normal bartender wasn't there. And he didn't take too kindly to that. So a cis gay man decided to yell over me at my own show.
At your own show.
At my own show. The only trans open mic ever have gone 2 years, I guess. I don't know. I don't look these things up. I just say them. it's Brooklyn's only trans open mic every first Tuesday at Metropolitan Bar called Genre Reassignment. And yeah, the bartender just decided that he was going to speak over me, yell at me while I was on stage. And rather than like challenge him back, I was just like, oh, I mean, I will go according to time, just like I always do with Daniel.
Whoa.
Which is total bullshit because, like, the next show doesn't start until, like, 10, and it's karaoke, and it usually doesn't start.
Thank you so much for your patience. My name is Aaron. I'm a supervisor here. How can I help you?
Well, I don't really know why I was sent to a supervisor. My name is Arthur Pennyworth. Believe me, I'm worth way more than a penny. And I was calling in reference to a letter that I received about a debt. And that there was a reduction of debt, but a Pennyworth pays his bills. I would like to pay the entire amount. I have lots of money. I have a controlling interest in Johnson's Baby Oil, the KY Jelly Corporation, Rush Liquid
Mr.
Incense,
Pennyworth?
Which are selling 200,000 bottles a week. I have many stocks in various tech industries, and I am the sole proprietor of the LGBT-friendly tavern, The Velvet Spike.
Mr. Pennyworth?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Hi. Well, good for you. That sounds wonderful. However, we can't tend payment at this line. May I have the case ID or file number?
You most certainly can. But first, I'd like to ask one question about some of the fine print here. It says any financial information contained herein is for example purposes only and does not reflect any actual debt you may or may not owe. So the truth is, this is a fucking scam. And the other truth is, I'm not Arthur Pennyworth. You are on Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. We like to expose scammers. How do you feel about working for a company that rips people off?
Well, thank you so much for calling, and you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Figured that would be your answer.
Really?
That's it?
Really? You don't have anything to say? Like, we're not scamming anybody? What are you talking about? Really? Why would you hang up? They can't hang up.
We're
real,
calling them
real
every
people
week.
Can't hang up like when you're no. when you're actual like yeah. you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. I used to work in a call center
you know.
For T-Mobile.
Yeah, you're not allowed to hang up.
No, you're not.
So, what did he yell at you though?
Oh, he was just like I made a joke about how I was going to go over time because I had like five yeah. minutes more content that I could fit in if I went over time. And I was like, well, Daniel's away. I guess I can play. And he was like, what's that? Like, comes out from behind the bar and yells at me. And yeah, so I'm going to have a little conversation with the proprietor of said bar about the behavior of this individual who I generally enjoy, genuinely.
Were they kidding? Could they have been kidding?
No, he was just, it was his first time like bartending by mm-hmm. himself on a Tuesday night, and he was overwhelmed and he was bitchy with all my trans friends, and he was talking shit about me and my show to other bar patrons.
What?
When I came up for a drink, and I'm like, okay, are we cool? He's like, yeah, we're cool. Why wouldn't we be cool?
How do you think you can resolve this for the future?
Oh,
it's, my God. Thank you.
It's just going to be resolved by like me being more assertive. Like, this is my show. This is my time. And if you motherfuckers want to make some money on my sister's dollars and mm-hmm. trust, we don't make very much because we're trans and very, very unemployed. Something like the unemployment rate of trans individuals is something like 4 times higher than that of the national average. And I'm currently unemployed. I've been unemployed for a month because of my attitude.
And you have a campaign going.
A campaign?
Something where people can
Oh,
help
yeah.
you out.
I mean, if you feel like it, you can just Venmo me. Venmo at Juno Tempest. That's JUNOTEMPEST. Yeah, I put the pest in tempest, that's for sure.
Help a sister out, all right?
Yeah.
Can you do that, please?
I need to pay rent. Rent's expensive in New York.
We hear... Oh, by the way, any opinions expressed on Art Star Scene Radio are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm supposed to say that every week.
Yeah.
And I remember to.
Good job.
Yeah, we like to help out people who are on the fringes or are vulnerable. Face Girl, I sent you an article about nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first article that I sent you. And this will help people who may have an elderly person that is looking for, that needs extra care.
Oh, God.
And
oh, no.
If you would read that article, please.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Fucking tricked me, you motherfucker. You cunt rag fucking whore bitch. Sorry.
Love I love radio.
Wow. Can we just talk about how much of a scam that woman works for? Like,
oh my God.
What is that?
The best was that she didn't even deny it. She
yeah,
was just
no,
like,
she didn't
okay,
deny it
it's
for
been
a
real,
second.
Guys. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Why did she not deny it?
Because she knows it's the truth.
But
and,
like...
And what the fuck is she going to say?
Wow.
I mean, she could have opened up about her real feelings about working for a fucking company that rips people off.
When we do it again... Put just the first knuckle in. Don't go the whole fist to the elbow.
Oh, next yes. week.
Let's see if no, they'll tell us they know week, that scam.
Next week, I'm going to start out as the fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ben. My friends call me Big Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, oh, I know what this is. I did a lot of
I put a lot of Big Macs on my credit card.
And I'm going to like sexualize food a lot. And
that'll
keep going.
Make them uncomfortable.
Oh, it'll make them so uncomfortable. Oh, by the way, folks.
No, I'm looking for my fucking arms now. You know, I'm looking at my arms now.
Some
you fucking asshole.
Some
of
the terms that we used that you can Google.
Merkin.
In case you didn't know them, Merkin, Ape Wellington, Chazarding, Muddy Puppet, Rosebud, Pink Socks. Those are all really, really dirty terms.
Rusty trombone.
Rusty trombone, yeah.
Didn't you add space docking?
I forgot to do that. But I did. I am glad I mentioned my personal assistant and fluffer.
Yeah. Yes. That was excellent. Yeah.
I mean,
well, that's just great. So many congratulations to you. It was the same person, different voice. What were you saying?
I mean, if you're going to have a personal assistant, isn't that kind of their job? I mean, whenever I've been a PA, that's been part of my duties.
Cannot wait to have enough money to hire you.
All right.
Good gig.
I do need a gig.
Hire me. So do I. I also don't have a gig right now.
All right, Catherine, please.
Oh, God. I tried to get you off the scent. I don't know if you noticed, but I was looking at my legs already. Oh, God. Before you go to a nursing home, make sure it does not have scabies.
Oh, good.
Oh, scabies are terrible.
Here is an arm with mites causing scabies. Photo, Shutterstock. When selecting a nursing home for a loved one, do not choose one with tiny little insects that can burrow, that fucking word again, into your skin and lay eggs. Wonderful. Another fucking thing I hate. And poop, not pleasant, because burrow has already been played, the card, the burrow card. That's a good general rule. But how many people know to look out for scabies when choosing a nursing home? Mm-mm-mm. Recently, this place with a long name reported on an alive investigation that revealed how a Georgia nursing home resident died after a scabies infection. Here's the segment. Are we playing it or no? We're not playing the segment.
No, okay. Fuck that.
Since there is a pending lawsuit, not all of the details and evidence about the case are readily available. I've tried to reach out to the nursing home for further comment. Regardless of what really happened at this nursing home, this would not be the first report of scabies cases in a nursing home. Human scabies just doesn't sound good. Ah, human scabies. That doesn't sound good.
They're not. Trust me.
No. Results when an adult female human itch mite. No!
I love to find articles that
fucking
make her
itch mite?
Really uncomfortable.
Oh, everything itches. Oh.
Yeah.
Burrows into the top layer of your skin, otherwise known as the epidermis. There the mite can hang out, poop, and lay eggs. Fuck that mite. The eggs can then produce new mites. God, leading to more and more mites? Oh, fuck! In your skin. Ew.
I mean, you had to know there was not going to be just like one mite pooping in you and then it would end. Like, it had to keep going. Ah. It couldn't just stop there.
I thought this wasn't going to do it. I thought I was like, I got this.
You
I
thought you were safe.
I got this. Oh, we're talking about shit.
Do you want to hear my scabies story?
Yes.
I once got scabies because I slept on a friend's couch. And a bunch of people had slept on that couch that weekend. And, it was when I was locked out of my apartment on Christmas.
Oh, no.
During Christmas because my
That's
roommate.
A shitty gift.
Yeah. My roommate went out of the country without telling me. And this was in Germany. So going out of the country is like, whatever.
Yeah, it's but like going next door.
Yeah. But he didn't tell me. And yeah, fucking asshole. And so then I ended up with scabies. And because I didn't realize it until after I had slept over at my boyfriend's house, he got scabies. And
wait,
so we had
no.
to go to the dermatologist
oh.
together. And I'm like, I am so sorry. And it took 4.5 years for this man to break up with me.
Oh.
It took wow. transsexuality after scabies and autism to get this man to break up with me.
Wait, what?
Who's autistic?
Me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
Oh, why?
Well, it's... You know,
it's challenging sometimes, yeah, but I can do math in my head and other people are like, oh, my God, you're so lucky. I'm like, yeah, you're lucky that you can keep a job.
What other autistic superpowers do you have?
Autistic superpowers?
Yeah, like memory stuff, right?
Like, yeah, I'm synesthetic.
Which one's that?
Synesthesia is like a melding of the senses.
What kind do you have?
It's mostly like sound and touch. Sound and touch, like music, like sound. Sometimes it hurts physically,
like your ears.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen somebody that, like, if somebody's laughing, it hurts. And yeah. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. There's that. And, like, just certain words just feel gross.
Are you able to say them or no?
I mean...
Because for me, burrowing is one. Just in these stories.
No, it's mostly, like, when I'm really tired that it really comes out because I can't, like, focus.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, sometimes, like, colors and words, or, like, I have really hardcore associative memory, and sometimes photographic, but not really. And, like, I've got a good memory for, like, my spatiotemporal memory is really great, so I can remember, like, times and places really well.
Oh, wow.
Depending. Yeah. Anyway, oh yeah, I was talking about scabies though.
No. Are you good with names?
No.
I tried.
Scabies. So they like start burrowing under like the skin in between your fingers. And like it really itches and you're just like, oh,
can you
fuck.
See this?
Like it's December, so maybe my skin's just dry. Nope. Then like next thing you know, it's like in between, like they like the in between places because it's thinner skin and it's harder to get them out of. And then you have to put this like insecticide on your skin that is.
Does it just hurt or can you see this?
It doesn't hurt to put it on, it doesn't really burn.
No, but I mean, like, how would I know if they're. How do I know?
Well, why don't you finish reading that article?
You can see a little burrow.
It'll give you more information.
Like little
really?
Tunnels.
Yeah, why don't you finish the article, face girl?
Okay, I don't think I have anything. Any sign of scabies.
No, you would know if you
but everything
scabies.
Itches.
Not necessarily. If you'll continue to read.
We're turning the lights off. But
because I'm afraid of the dark. Yeah. So that's how she fucks with me.
Yeah. Human scabies. Oh, no, I'm not reading that one. All right. I'm doing it. All right. Human scabies results when an adult female human itch mite. No, I'm not going there again. Pupilla eggs. Nope. Circle of mites. What the fuck? No.
Circle of mites.
Right? Like, it rules us all. No. The eggs then produce new mites, leading to more and more mites. Oh, God, that's where it was. Okay.
Yeah, they fuck under your skin.
No, that's okay. But everything else is gross. Each mite can live a couple months.
Yep.
No, why? But they're so small. Why do they have to live so long?
That's why they're hard to get rid of.
Oh, God. Everything itches. Each mite can live a couple months. That is the circle of mites. No, it gets better. No, it doesn't.
It's kind of like the Lion King. Point. I think it gets better and then everyone
it
dies.
It says that. It gets better.
It gets better.
Oh my God, it even says that.
That's like your favorite thing.
Thank you, Dan Savage.
Oh God.
I can't. Oh.
Yeah. No.
Have you been reading the article he writes for AV Club every week where he gives life advice? And I want to be like, listen, AV Club, I get that you guys are idiots, but like giving Dan Savage the ability to give anyone advice is just not the move.
I did like him for a time. I was a big fan of Dan Savage until I transitioned, and then I realized, wow, he really does hate trans people.
He's not just
trans people being sensitive. He has a syndicated sex advice column out of Seattle, and yeah,
I was a fan of his until just this moment.
Yeah, no, he really does kind of have a problem with trans people.
Yep, and does not really hide it so much anymore.
No. Well, I mean, like, he's been harassed so much. I can't exactly blame him. And, like, there are trans people that I can't stand. Like any people, yeah. So, like, the individual I can understand, but, like, trans people as, you know, in general, yeah, no. Dan, I used to be a faggot too. It's okay. It gets better. You know, someday when you're not such a transphobic fuck, trans people will leave you alone. It gets better. Dan Savage. Yeah, he was the founder of the It Gets Better campaign.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was speaking with my friend Scott. As part of my therapy, I go to the river, to the Hudson River at sunset. And Scott has a routine of running at the Hudson River. Now, I used to go at the very end of the pier where there weren't any people around, but they took the benches away because they were doing some construction. So I had gone with my girlfriend, and since there weren't any benches, instead we sat where people are jogging back and forth. And she's like, this is actually better because we can see the sunset and we can see hot girls' butts. She's bisexual.
Yes.
And I'm bisexual. So it worked out well. Anyway, Scott had said that he feels the bisexual community is still not really accepted. And tell me if you feel this is correct or not. He is of the opinion that the trans community has been accepted much more quickly than the bisexual community, which has been a thing much longer. What is your or anyone's opinion on that?
As a bi person, like, or bi or pan, I have some issues with the definitions of both, so I don't identify generally as that way, but if you had to, that would be kind of my inclination. Not too many people have been killed for being on the bi pan side of things. A lot of people have been killed for being trans.
Exactly. That's why it's a much more, trans rights are a much more important issue. Like, fuck who you want to fuck. No one's killing you for it these days.
Well, that's not true. There are many places in the world where if you are a man that has sex with a man, a woman that has sex with a woman, your life is in danger.
Okay, but that's talking about like queerness as a whole. We're talking about the distinction, I think, in the United States specifically between like bi and pan and that kind of scheme of things.
Sexual identity versus gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, gender identity is... puts you much more at risk of violence and death than does sexuality. And because bisexuality allows you to kind of like blend in, it's not really that big an issue. Like, I have to recognize that I have passability, like I have passing privilege. Bi people need to realize that they have passing privilege.
Oh yeah.
There are trans sisters of mine who do not have passing privilege and get harassed like crazy every single day in this horrible, fucked up, amazing city that we live in. But I don't. Like, I rarely get harassed, and that's because I have passing privilege. But does that mean that I should, like, just take that privilege and roll with it and be like, well, I don't have that problem? No, like, obviously I do have those problems sometimes. So like I take that passing privilege and I use it to try to help my trans sisters. You know, like, if someone wants to throw down, I'll throw down. Like, bitch, I don't care. I should have been dead at 16, but here I am at 31. Come at me, bro. Come at me. Let's see who leaves.
I
and not on a stretcher.
And I wasn't sure if I agreed with him or not.
Yeah.
But I did think it was that you were the correct people to just begin a discussion about this.
Yeah, bi erasure is an issue, but it's really like one of those problems that's not a problem because there are bigger problems.
Yeah, I mean, and like,
it's like white people whining about like you know, whatever white people whine about when when they have money. I don't know.
I called Catherine a couple of weeks ago. I had had maybe one or 12 whiskeys.
Bottles. Not drinks. Like, not kidding.
And
I almost brought my flask. I forgot it.
Damn.
And I got one.
I have one. Would you like some whiskey?
I haven't gotten a drink in the station yet. I would actually totally take you up on that.
Sure.
Yay.
It is watered down. It's not completely whiskey.
You know?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
But yeah, please enjoy. I was talking about feeling excluded. And the gay pride parade, for example, is a celebration now. When it first started out, it was a protest, and I was part of that movement. And what I think, people that I've spoken to, they didn't realize that when I was in that march, we were not safe. We were spat on. People threw shit at us. People called us names. It wasn't until we got to Christopher Street that it became a celebration. And I was thinking, you know, I went through hell to fight for the rights that so many people enjoy now. And yet at times I feel excluded from the very people that I fought to help. And I'll give you an example that because I don't identify as non-binary, I would not be welcome on your show because I do not identify as trans. I would not be welcome at your open mic. Now, someone had mentioned to me, they said, I think it might have been Catherine, it might have been someone else when I was talking about this. They asked me, well, did you help to fight? Were you on the front lines when people were blocking abortion clinics? Were you there to help? And of course, the answer was yes. And they said, do you think that means you should be allowed in a woman's only meeting? And that made me think, you know?
Yeah.
It's a complex issue, and I'm very curious about your opinions on this.
I mean, let me be clear about something. You're welcome to listen to my radio show. I welcome all viewers, especially who will sponsor me.
As a guest.
Because I like money, and we pay dues.
No, but as a guest.
No. But to be fair, I'm a solo act. I work alone. Like, I had Tom, the director of the station, in the studio with me because it was my first show and I had to have supervised. It's the first time I'd ever had anyone sit on a show with me, and I was so... Tom is incredible, but mm-hmm. I was like, oh my, like, I'm being watched. Like, for me, the reason that my radio show centers around femme and non-binary folks is because the anger that femme and non-binary and trans people, by the way, feel is not often... You wouldn't hear it if you tuned into Z100 or like even like a mainstream station that plays punk mm-hmm. music. And that's why I wanted to highlight femme and non-binary voices, because I feel that anger and what femme and non-binary people in punk have often expressed is something that people aren't hearing. And I want to use my time and my position and my privilege to share that as much as humanly possible. By the way, I do also want to say, listen, I also do want to point out, obviously not in any way or shape or form, like to the extent that people of like non-gender non-conforming and trans folks face, but like bi erasure is a thing in New York clubs, and it's listen. But also, bi people are very lucky because generally they can walk out of there okay. But like I went to a drag show, and I, for those of you who can't see me, am very I look very straight. Everyone has told me my whole life.
Aggressively straight. She said she looks aggressively straight. And I don't know what it means.
I had a drag race queen who I very much admired, who a famous queen who now tours the world on and makes a lot of money off being the one of the quote unquote inclusive, like hip quote unquote woke queens.
Oh my God, who is she?
Miss Cracker.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Well, look. So what happened was I was at it was at Industry maybe or Hardware, okay. One of those. And I love free drinks. I'm broke. And I love drag race trivia. I've won many drag race trivia competitions. Drag race like helped me come out, helped me tell people I identified as ace, which was very difficult for me for a lot of years.
Ace?
On the asexual.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't believe I said that on air. Anyway, so I was at this club, and it was, and they were like, oh, like during the commercial breaks, we'll do like free drag race trivia. Like, and if you win, you get a drink. And so they were like, raise your hand. And I like raised my hand, like half-heartedly understanding that as like a cis woman, I didn't want to take up space, but also that if someone were to pick me, I would like a free drink because I can't afford to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
So Fifi O'Hara, who's the other queen there.
Whiskey if you'd like.
Ooh. Fifi O'Hara is the other queen there, who has always been lovely to me, called me up on stage. And mm-hmm. so, and the question, are you a Drag Race fan?
I was.
We'll discuss.
I used to be. Oh, maybe after the show.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Called me on stage. So Fifi called me on stage, and I like went up, and I like, and if you knew the answer to the question, you like, you know, tap the person, tap Fifi's hand. So I tapped first, and Miss Cracker was like, oh, well, you know, it's Pride Month. Like, we shouldn't really be letting the straight girls, like, answer questions. And I was like, okay, one, you called me up. And I don't do well under high pressure situations. I looked at her and I was like, I'm queer. Like, with this look of, like, horror and shock on my face, because I was like,
the white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living in Harlem. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And I'll listen again.
Rich white girl in Harlem.
Yeah.
Rich white man in Harlem.
Yeah. And, like, listen again, I am a quote unquote aggressively straight looking, but, like, that's, and I understand, obviously, that Drag Race has caused a lot of people to come into queer spaces and take up space that they don't need to be taking up necessarily, in an often aggressive and physically harmful and emotionally harmful way. But I was literally called up onto stage. I knew the answer to a question. I was a queer, and I am a queer woman. I was like, oh, this is whack. And I was very embarrassed, because there's this, I'm sitting looking out on this room of like 90 to 100 mostly straight cis white men, gay cis white men. And I was like, oh, yikes. I should never have come here. And I never went back there.
Yeah, that's why I don't like Drag Race. Yeah, and it is interesting, the shit that you're exposed to when, because I think I appear and fairly straight. No, I don't.
No, who's the?
To the untrained eye. To the untrained eye. Like, the first moment I walked in, I'm like, I bet he likes it up the butt.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nobody looks at you and thinks your butt is demure.
I do fuck a lot of cis dude ass in Brooklyn and Manhattan.
And they all look like you.
And no, like, I just have, it's like gaydar, but it's like
buttdar.
I don't know. It's like, he likes it up the ass radar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's another part of the synesthesia.
Yeah. That's just part of my synesthesia. Yeah. I just can tell. It's like I have a fifth sense or something. Yeah. I don't know who all is a fan of Mean Girls.
Yep.
I am. And yeah, Karen Smith. Like, it's like I have a fifth sense or something. I can just tell when straight dudes like it up the butt.
Well, I'm not straight.
Or I can tell when my dick is in their butt. to complete the joke.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. Because when I had my period of coming out, everyone was like, duh.
Yeah, nobody's questioning.
They're like, we all know.
There's nothing we think you won't have sex with.
But the thing is, like, I've always had girlfriends. And I've always been seen with girlfriends. Unfortunately, most likely due to childhood sexual abuse from men, I don't have emotional bonds with men that I have sex with, and that's very unfortunate. And it is great. I think I've mentioned this before. My girlfriend is into pegging. That's when you put on a strap-on. So, like, for the first time in my life, I can receive anal sex from someone I'm in love with, and I'm choking up a bit. Because that's a big thing, you know? That's a big thing to go through your whole life enjoying a certain sexual act, but never with someone that you love. And to have that in my life right now, it's really wonderful. You're listening to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like what you're hearing and you want to support this show, we used to have a patron who was very generous, but who is no longer able to pay for this show. So we honestly need your support. If you feel that we're doing something important, if anything we've done here touched you, if we've ever made you laugh, if you have something to spare, please go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, look for shows, look for Art Star Scene Radio, and there's a little sponsor button. There's a shortcut. You can go to rfb.nyc/ass. That's rfb.nyc/ass. As a 501c3, this is a tax deductible. You can take it off your taxes. So, you know, please help us out. And also, when you're at the Radio Free Brooklyn site, you can download the app. That's absolutely free. So please do those things. Catherine has an amazing singing voice, and I have asked her to bring a song.
Forgot you were doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I let you.
Can I go back to the scabies thing?
I let you out of that.
No, it gets worse.
I know it gets worse.
I'll just tell you about scabies later.
How do I know I don't have it?
You don't.
Oh, okay, good.
Trust.
So she's been on this show with me all these years, and I finally want to showcase one of her many talents.
I'm not even, like, ready.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
Could I ask Siri to sing for you?
You what? Yeah.
Ask Siri to sing. That was what it's doing.
You specifically...
I get into so many arguments with Siri.
My friend has her phone set to Spanish, so anytime, because she does her honors research in Cuba, and so she wants to up her Spanish game, which is already perfect because she's girl's perfect and brilliant at everything she does, because life is like that. And she, so whenever she has turns on Siri, she has to go, "Oh yes, Siri," in her like white girl from Maryland voice, and it kills me. So
wait,
funny.
What? Why does she have to do that?
Because her phone is set to Spanish, so she has to say, instead of saying like to
hey,
turn
Siri.
On, yeah, you have to say, "Oh yes, Siri."
That's funny.
Which is very funny.
Does she then have to do everything else in Spanish?
I mean, her whole phone, all of the language, all the text, all of it's in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not like she did it funny. She actually
no.
speaks Spanish. That makes
yep.
sense.
Are you ready to go?
It's here.
I'd very much enjoy that.
Oh, my God.
And I think our listeners would, too.
This is so bizarre. I feel weird. This feels real weird.
When you were before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Whatever you want. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Yay!
Thank you. What inspired the song choice?
Oh, I asked her to do that. She hosts some karaoke shows.
Hosted, yeah.
And I heard her sing "Creep"
in the Bronx. Yeah,
in the Bronx, and I was like, "Holy fuck, that was amazing!" And so I asked her to. The song choice was mine.
And he probably asked me to do this on air like 2 years ago, and it only happened today.
For the first time. Happened.
We did sing with Richard Pryor Jr. a little. Like, we did Proud Mary together, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
But mostly him. Like, he's a really good singer.
And I played my album.
Yes.
Which I have buried again, but I might revive.
Ridiculous.
I know. It's in 20 years. It's such an amazing album. It really is. I recorded this album in 1992, and I shopped it around to a couple of labels, and they weren't interested. And then I did a live show. This is all people from my college that were involved. Simon's Rock, all amazing musicians. And the live show went really poorly because of me. I just wasn't ready for it. And so in my mind, the album was crap. And in those days, you could make things go away. Mm-hmm. and so I buried it. And then I remembered it, and I found a copy, and I made a digital. I had it changed into a digital format, and I played it on this show, beginning to end, and Catherine kept saying, "You're such a fucking idiot." If you had just pushed this thing a little bit longer, if you had just stuck with this and kept going, you'd have been a fucking rock star.
And it was a bunch of shit before it happened.
Yeah.
And a bunch of music before it was.
It was really. It's an amazing album. And if you want to find it,
you can go to nowhere.
It's the episode titled Here Kitty Kitty, I think. On Art Star Scene.
You're not sure.
I don't fucking know.
It's episode number 97.
I want to talk a little bit about having a loved one with addictions. I don't know how many of you have experiences with this, but there are two people that I have in mind when I wanted to bring up this subject. One is a very close friend of mine who has taken steps to get help. I'm so happy about this. He or she is at a place called the Renfrew Center in Philadelphia, and he or she is really getting help there. So it focuses mainly on people with eating disorders, but it also deals with addictions and familial relationships. He or she is thriving in that environment. So if you know someone with a problem, they do accept most insurance. It is the Renfrew Center in Philadelphia. And they have a few centers in other parts of the world. I had a girlfriend over 20 years ago, so she will not be, you're never going to figure out who she is, but she had a heroin addiction.
Because you've had a lot of girlfriends.
Because I've had a lot of girlfriends with a lot of addictions.
Yeah, you just picked one at random. This could describe most of them.
I'm fairly certain that she was not doing heroin when we were together. You can usually tell, you can see the signs. I'm not entirely sure, but after we broke up, she did start doing heroin again. She called me. She said, "Faceboy," because we remained friends. And she's like, "Faceboy, I'm broke. I need $40 for groceries." And I said, "Well, you know what? I'm just on my way to the store right now. Give me a list of things, and I'll pick them up for you." And that was the last time she called me for money, because it wasn't for groceries. Mm-hmm. I knew that. So, there are ways that you can help people. It's best if people seek help for themselves. But, clearly it's not a good idea to give someone with an addiction money, because that's what they're going to spend it on. Have anyone else here had experiences such as that, or have advice?
I was dating a... a man of the law who had a heroin problem. And I didn't, he came down from upstate to come visit me, and I didn't know that we were going to score heroin. And so then I was like, well, I guess I'm doing this. And it was just like, I've had weirder transactions for weed. It was just the weirdest thing. And then he went up into the bathroom at the bar we were at, uptown, and shot up in the bathroom. And then I was like, okay. And like, I wanted him to shoot up in front of me just so that I knew that that's something I would never do. And then he stayed the night and like was trying to like get through it, but then needed his fix. And like, he was like, well, where's the bathroom? I'm like, no, if you're going to do that, you're going to do it here in front of me, mm-hmm. so that you can guarantee that I never do that, because wow. my life is pretty shitty. And that some, like, knowing how easy it is to get it, damn. So yeah, that was my thing. And I was also like, yeah, I'm not seeing you until you're clear of this.
Mm-hmm. And you had no idea.
I knew, but I didn't know when he was coming down that that's
part
of the purpose.
It.
Like, he wanted to come down and score some heroin and get fucked in the ass by me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I'm not into that. I felt pretty used, and I'm better than that. Like, yeah, no. And then also, I used to be a hardcore alcoholic. Like, I never drank at work. That was the one line I drew. But I would like basically drink from the moment I got home until I passed the fuck out, and then get up, go to work, and rinse and repeat. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much money I blew on alcohol back in the day.
How did you overcome it?
I started on hormones, and then like it became less necessary, and also my tolerance went way down. So now I can't drink that much. I'm physically incapable of drinking myself stupid. Yeah. I end up feeling physically ill before I feel that drunk.
Wow. And is that a hormonal thing?
Yeah, like my metabolism slowed down, so like I just
wow.
couldn't deal with it anymore.
That's kind of amazing.
Thank you for being so open. We both really appreciate that you're very open and honest. This is stuff that we like for this show. Now, the Arbor Restaurant down the street from where I live, they have these their delivery people go on these electric bicycles. They go whizzing up and down the street. There's a fucking nursing home on the block. They almost knocked over my girlfriend. So we call them every now and then. It's usually me pretending I forget what name I use, but I'm an elderly woman. This time it's going to be Catherine, and she's going to be my husband, and she's not going to hold back. So we're going to call them. This should be fun.
Aww. It's like they know. It's always at this time every week.
Let him have it, Catherine.
Thanks for calling number.
Yes, hello. I'm calling because my wife and I were trying to peg, and then your bike man almost hit us, and he's riding on the sidewalk. The one with the hat. It looks like a rusty, like a Dirty Sanchez kind of hat on his hat.
What color hat?
I don't know, but it was a hat, and he almost hit us. And he shouldn't be riding his bike like that.
It looked like a Merkin.
Yeah, it looked like a Merkin colored hat. You know?
Let me see. Because you're sure it's our delivery.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you shouldn't be riding on the sidewalk. I almost dropped my rusty trombone and scuffed up my pink socks.
I I do apologize. I told them not to write on the sidewalk on the housing ones. I told each one of them already.
We were trying to peg. Yeah. You know, we only get to do that sometimes, and it really gets us out of the mood.
Yeah. Can you describe how he looks like? Because I only have three different guides today. I don't want to talk to a different
guy. It wasn't today.
They let us use the phones on the weekends.
Yeah, other times we're just entertaining ourselves, if you know what I mean, you know?
Yeah. Because I see lots of delivery go coming over, like lots of delivery person come to this area. That's not our delivery guy, because I already told each one of them to not to, write on the sidewalk, or if they can, just walk with the bike, not riding on it. On this area, but if you know particular one, or you take a picture of it.
I'll definitely take a picture. I mean, I usually just take pictures of my wife's gooch. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what I use my phone for. But
I think last time you call, I told like each individual one of them not to write on this one.
Yeah.
Still someone doing the same thing. I want to talk to them in particularly. So next time you can, let me know which particular one. Because during the week I have six different guys. Today I only have three.
Well, I'll keep it in my log, you know. I'll keep it in my log, in the back of my log, my little jerk-off log, and I'll make sure that they're not doing it. And if they are, I'll let you know. I'll call you, and I'll give them a rosebud, you know, myself.
Yeah, right after you see it, and just let me know. Call us and let us know. Okay?
Yeah. I'm about to just pull all the beads out like a lawnmower, you know, and I don't want to get a peak sock. So if I could just call you back and that happens again, I will.
Yeah, definitely. I do apologize for that.
I think I just prolapsed, I'll call you back when I'm not prolapsing.
I did talk to each individual one of them and have them be very careful.
Yeah, it just hurts my heart, you know, more than anal leakage. You know, like, it really hurts my heart.
Yeah. Call me next time when you see the situation.
I'll definitely take a picture. I'll keep it in between all my wife's beautiful pictures of her.
Yeah, let us know, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god. I just realized what a pink sock was.
Yeah, it's anal prolapse. That's what the leakage is about.
Oh, is that it? I thought it was like a bloody condom.
Oh, it could be.
That's what I thought too.
Oh, I missed a whole. There's like rainbow stuff, golden showers. Oh, I forgot to mention golden showers. We take those during the week.
Yeah.
we finally have some structure to this show.
Where Do we?
I think so.
All
we
right.
Start with a crank call. We end with a crank call. We have some serious stuff in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Wow.
So anything that y'all need to plug, this would be the time to do it. We have
other than your husbands,
Catherine.
Next Sunday, if you're not listening to,
thank you.
Yeah. What is it? Fuck off, shut up.
Up yours,
yeah.
You're not listening to call it fuck off, though.
You could have.
I should have, but then I would have explained to my grandparents. They tried to tune in last week.
It's still up yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. But next Sunday at Bazaar, the doors open at 8 p.m. for Satanic Bingo. That's right, Bingo, Burlesque, Sideshow, Tarot, and Magic. Come check us out.
And if you're not there, listen to my radio show. Yeah.
Also, Dunson every Saturday at 3.
Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh Adol. Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you, Juno.
Thank you.
Did you do plugs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you, Melissa.
What?
And tune in each and every Saturday at 7 p.m.
That's myself.
Live for Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.